We're going to get right into the thick of things. Volleyball up first as they started off their season on Friday at Oakley and then Saturday at Hayes, Hayes High Invitational. So a couple of tough days there. And then they will have a good triangular at home tomorrow with Goodland and Wichita County as we're here with second-year head coach Lauren Robinson. And, Coach, you got a really whole new nucleus from last year to this year. And it was good to see what your team was able to do, really, over the 2 days, and especially Saturday. That was some tough competition there.
Yeah, the field was definitely deep. They were tall, they were quick, they were fast. A lot of those girls there play volleyball year-round, and it's just different than the 3A school, small-town, three-sport athlete mindset that we have here in town. But it's good for us to get out and see what we have and see how far we can push ourselves and then come back to practice and know what to work on.
You know, at Friday you go from Wallace County and Oakley, a little bit of a different pace of volleyball, and then Saturday you mentioned the players that play pretty much year-round. You got the Salina Souths there, the Beloits, the TMPs there, whatnot there, and Olathe West, who's on the other side in May South. Saturday, I thought your team came out with a lot of energy early on there against Salina South, just fell a little short in both sets there, and then a really competitive match with Hayes, and then Beloit, just they showed why they're a top five team in 3A.
Absolutely. You know, it's definitely a slower pace Friday, but I liked it for, you know, a little bit of a warm-up for our new team. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned earlier, we do have a new nucleus to our team. We lost six seniors and sophomore starting setter to a knee injury, so we were returning, you know, maybe two or three girls that played varsity at all. We started out with lots of energy, I'd say, against Salina South, and then competed very well against Hayes High, and then kind of, you know, defeated us a little bit, I think, going into the Beloit game. And Beloit's tremendous team, not going to take anything away from them, but we could have competed better against TMP and definitely against Colby. So luckily for us, we get to see Colby later on in the season several more times. So I hope we get battle back and forth again.
Yeah, what was probably the biggest takeaway from the weekend overall with your team, and what have you been able to do this week?
If we can't pass the ball, we shoot ourselves in the foot. When we make a good pass, we have some weapons and can put the ball away. Passing, we realized how much we struggled passing. We're looking for passers in practice and telling our younger girls that if they want an opportunity to play at the next level, as far as varsity level goes, passing's where it's going to be. So,
well, and you know, do you kind of like with a new team facing the challenges that you guys have had with a lot of high state ranked teams? You're going to see that again tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good for us. I mean, we're young and inexperienced, but we're competing with some pretty high quality teams, high talent level. It's just good. You know, we talk at practice about not giving up and you know, putting up a fight against whoever we play. So.
Well, I guess I should ask. I'll ask you this year. I thought maybe this year, a couple years removed, they were going to make everybody switch sides against sides of the court here. And on Friday and Saturday, I noticed, yeah, they did not do that. And so, would you rather have it where they switch sides, or do you rather like stay on the same side where you don't have to move anything?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty impartial to it. I'm not sure that it changes the game much. Yeah. You know, unless there's an overhead obstruction, that's really changing the game for you. But I think there's some that's probably one good thing that came out of the whole COVID era in volleyball. So
yeah, you get Goodland and Wichita County at home tomorrow, season or home opener triangular, and should be some good competition there.
Yeah, I mean, we know Goodland's returning darn near everybody from their state qualifying team last year, and Wichita County's scrappy, man. They're good. They're quick. They have a good nucleus and core group that's been going through there, and we look for them to put up a fight. So,
all right, should be fun. It starts at 4.
Yep, we play Goodland at 4 and sit one, and then play Wichita County after that. So,
excellent, sounds good. Coach Lauren Robinson joining us here from Scott City's Hardware, and thanks again, Coach, for the time here, and good luck to you guys coming up tomorrow.
Great, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Lauren Robinson joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and we talk with senior, the Southpaw, Brooke Strine. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And, well, you definitely got your feet wet there real quickly last weekend. A lot of matches in 2 days, 7 matches there. And I know things didn't really go the way you wanted to go maybe on Saturday. But how'd you feel like you were able to compete over the weekend?
To start it off, it was a little iffy because we were all nervous and was worried to make a mistake. But after that, we kind of loosened up and got into the groove and knew what we were doing.
And, you know, playing a different position there, you're going outside hitter. Are there some advantages for you playing on the outside like that?
With me being left-handed, it's easier for me to get hits on the right side. I know it's harder to set back there, and it's easier to line up the block and know where to line up the block.
And going up against some of those teams that you faced on Saturday, what maybe do you feel like maybe was the difference in some of those matches?
I honestly think we were tired. Yeah. We played two matches the night before, and then we jumped up and had to play 5 more.
Yeah, and now you get a home opener, and it's always fun to play at home, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You always have the student section at your back.
All right, and what's something you'd like to maybe see more from yourself tomorrow?
Being more confident with my hits and getting more blocks up.
So do you like the kills or do you like the blocks better?
It's a toss-up.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably about right. All right. Well, thanks again for the time here, Brooke. Hopefully you have a great season coming up here, and good luck to you coming up tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Brooke Strine joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now our next guest is going to be another senior in libero, Tara Rose. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you liking the libero position so far?
I'm enjoying it so far. I get to run the back court, so.
Yeah, and you just have to worry about 3 positions in the back, and that's it, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, last weekend, Friday and Saturday, a lot of volleyball played, 7 matches. And how'd you feel like that you were able to compete overall?
I think we started out good Friday, kind of slow. But I feel like as we went into Saturday, we started off well. We played well together. And then that kind of just went away the more games we played. And that might be just because we were taking losses. But
is there... What's probably the biggest thing you could take away from maybe Saturday?
Probably that we just need to keep our energy up. Because I felt like when we had our energy up, we played hard and we had a team.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when those are some of the – I mean, I think looking at it, so those are some matches I think you guys are going to be able to get to later on in the year.
Yeah.
And what's probably – the biggest adjustment that you're looking to try to do tomorrow?
Well, Goodland for sure has some big hitters, and I will have to be running all around the back row. So that is going to be something that I know I'm going to have to do tomorrow, and just more talking tomorrow too.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out pretty well for you guys tomorrow, but it's got to be exciting to finally get some matches at home.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. Senior Tara Rose joining us here from Scott City's Hardware. Thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you guys coming up tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.